in the book of Jonah and was reading there. And it's just some things, you know, there. God used Jonah. And Jesus said in the Old Testament prophet Jonah that he likened him with that sign, that is Jonah, was in the whale's belly 3 days and three nights, even so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. Now, also Jesus said that it was said about Jonah that he preached, but there's a greater one than Jonah here, and they wouldn't repent. And we know the record here how that the word of the Lord, the Bible said in verse 1, came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Jonah rose to flee into Tarsus from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarsus. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarsus from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so the ship was like to be broken. You know, the thing about it was, them men thought it was going to be. They thought that this storm that was beating on their ship, and the storm that they was going through, these men thought that this ship was going to be torn apart. But God wasn't going to tear it apart. Amen. God was just a beating on it, praise God, because His man was on there, and we wasn't where He ought to be. And God beat on that ship with a great storm. And these men, brother, they got very fearful. They thought they was going to perish out there on the sea. And they knew that there's something wrong in the ship. Amen. Now, I won't say tonight that this was a prepared storm. It was. This storm just didn't happen. It was prepared. Thank God for that time. Now, the Bible said in verse 5, then the mariners were afraid and cried unto every man unto his God, and cast forth the wires that were in the ship under the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So, in these scriptures tonight, it says, I think three times here, that he went down. And, of course, when you're not where God told you to be, then it's downward. It's not where you on a good elevation with God and where you ought to be with God. I mean, Jonah wasn't thinking about praying. Jonah wasn't thinking about preaching. Jonah was thinking about getting away from the presence of God. Because he knew God was a merciful God. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. He didn't like the idea of going down to a bunch of heathens that were not of the covenant. And he didn't want to go there. Jonah did not want to go. Amen. But God said, you're going to go. And when God says something, it'll come to pass. You say, preacher, could have used somebody else? He could have. But he chose Jonah to do it. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, we got to face sometimes in our lives that there's some things God wants you to do. Amen. And if you don't do it, God will get you in the place that you will do it, because God called you to do it. God wants you to do it. And if you don't do it and run from God, I tell you tonight, friend, God knows how to shake the ship and wake you up and get you to where you need to be, that you might do what God says to do. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Every man knows. Every man knows is saved tonight that there's been some times of Jonah in his life. You say, preacher, you really believe that? I do. I do. I believe there's been times that we've not been obedient to the commission and the call of God Almighty for our life. Amen. It'd be a whole lot easier going to Tarsus. It'd be a whole lot easier getting on a ship with a bunch of men you don't know. Amen. And they don't know nothing about you besides what you've told them. He put a piece of money in their hand. He goes down into the bottom of the ship. God finds him a place to lay down and goes to sleep. But I'll tell you what, he might have ran, but he didn't get away from God. He didn't get away from God's eyesight. God knew where he was. Listen to this, and this is just fathoms my mind, that God knew he was going to do it before he ever asked him to do it. Amen. Yeah. And God knew, he knew Jonah was going to do it. He knew he was going to do what he did before he ever called on him to do it. Hey friend, do you know God knows everything about you tonight? He knows your thoughts afar off. He knows where you sit. He knows where you get up. That's the amazing thing of God tonight, that he can take the clay that he made you of and cause you to submit to him and do his will and get glory for it. I tell you, that's the God I know tonight. Amen. Thank God. Can you get there tonight? I mean, God used a preacher that was disobedient. Amen. That's right. Praise God. And them men got fearful, and they said, he got that shipmaster came to him and said, "What meanest thou, old sleeper?" Verse 6, "Call upon that God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not." And they said to everyone, "His fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause his evil is upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. And said, they said unto him, "Tell us, we pray thee, of whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? Whence comest thou? And why? What is thy country? And what of what people art thou?" You know, I think about right there, old Peter.
Yes.
When he woke afar off, he said, "I don't know this man." I tell you what, they said, "No, we seen you down there with him." Amen. They said, "Your speech is telling on you. Hey, God, you got that speech of that Hebrew Galilean speech." And he said, "That speech is telling on you." I tell you, friend, you can't get away from it. God's not going to deny himself. If God lives in you, I'm going to tell you, you could go to the uttermost part of the earth. Hey, God, but God knows where you're at. God knows what you're doing. And God knows where you need to be. I pray that a good God tonight and loving God tonight, thank God, to know what we are and know how frail we are, still thank God to invest in us and use us and be with us and glorify his name through us. Amen. That's right. He said unto him, "I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land." And then the men were exceedingly afraid, said unto him, "What hast thou done this? Why hast thou done this?" For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he told them. You know what? They'll tell you. I mean, people will tell you. You get in the presence of God, the Almighty God, they'll say, "Preacher, I'm not where I ought to be." I mean, he got down there to pay the fare, and he told them, "Man, I'm running from God. I'm running from the commission of God. These men didn't know nothing about God. It was a bunch of heathens. They didn't know nothing about the God of heaven. Hey, God, they worshiped their own God. But by the time God got through with them, I tell you what, they was worshiping God." Amen. That's right. They got converted. That's right. They offered sacrifice to God. Amen. Notice this here. Then said they unto him, "What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us?" For the sea rolled and was tempestuous. And he said to him, "Take me up, cast me into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake the great tempest is upon you." Then he said, "Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not." I tell you, you can't row against the will of God. You can't bring nothing to land and do anything if God don't permit it. Hey, friend, they're doing their best in their physical energy to get Jonah to shore. They wouldn't have to throw him overboard. But I tell you what, they could not get it there. I tell you, God had a plan tonight for this man. And God knew he needed to go in the ocean. And he was going to go there. Amen. That's right. Amen. You say, "I feel sorry for him." Well, God was going to do something for him. "And the sea wrought was tempestuous against them, wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, 'We beseech you, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. Lay not upon us an innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee.'" That's what them mariners said. They said, "God, don't let us perish because we let this man on the boat." He said, "Thank God, up. He said, do what's pleasing to you. They saw the storm. Thank God they'd heard Jonah. And they knew they had to do what pleased God. But then the most important thing tonight is God being pleased. Oh, help us, Lord, tonight. Please you. Amen. That's right. And then he said they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Thank God. Threw him overboard. That's right. You know what I thought about preaching sometime? A preacher that's gone overboard. Amen. Some preachers go overboard, don't they? That's right. Amen. A lot of things. But I'll tell you what, Jonah was overboard for a purpose. That's right. Notice verse 16, then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, offered sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. These men done changed their mind now. Had seen the hand of Almighty God sweep across that sea, and now they're fearful and they're offering a sacrifice and making vows to God Almighty. I'm going to tell you, God can change men's heart by sovereign will being done. Amen. Verse number 17, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. You thought about that. I mean, God prepared this fish. I don't know how big it was, but it had to be big enough to swallow him. Amen. And an old guy said one time, he said, we just can't believe that story. I said, well, it ain't a story, it's a record. That's right. Amen. That's right. It ain't the story of Jonah and the whale. Right. It's a record God put in this book as holy writ. Right. Amen. Thank God. I'll tell you what the old man of God said. He said, I'd believe it if God said that Jonah swallowed the whale. Amen. That's right. Thank God. If it's in this book, it's true. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you what, can you imagine? Here's this man being thrown overboard, and soon he gets thrown overboard. Here comes this whale, and brother, he swallows him in. He goes through the jaws of death. I mean the jaws of death. The Bible said he was in there for 3 days and three nights. Verse 2, chapter 2, verse 1, notice what it says. Then Jonah prayed. Then Jonah prayed. That's right. Then Jonah prayed. He didn't pray till he got in the whale's belly.
Amen.
Amen. You look at that prayer right there, friend. I tell you what, I tell you what verse I like again in this prayer here. Notice what he said in verse 4. Then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again. I'll look again. Where are you looking, Jonah? Toward the holy temple. I need some help from God. I need delivered from this fish. Amen. There ain't one way to get delivered from him. That's the same way to get delivered from sin. Thank God. Just say what salvation is. He said salvation is of the Lord. And God spoke to the fish and he spit him out. Amen. And it's right. He vomited him out on land, brother. I tell you what happened. God got his attention. God got him where he wanted to go. And I'm going to tell you what the world. The Lord came into Jonah a second time. And Jonah got to doing what God said. I'm going to tell you, dear God, help us to do it the first time. But if we don't do it the first time, you better believe he'll come a second time. Amen. That's right. God's got a will for your life tonight. I'll tell you, God's got a will for your life. And I'll give you this right here. This is amazing to me here. He goes into a place. Nineveh was a great city of population, great city of wealth, great populated city. But they were heathens. I mean, they were heathens to the core. And notice Jonah goes in and he does what God says. He preaches to them. He arose, went, preached the word of God. He entered the city and said, in 40 days, then it'll be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the least. Verse 6 of chapter 3, notice what it said. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him. He said, I'm laying this robe from me. I'm laying it aside of everything about me. I need to repent. Boys, I'm going to tell you what, we'll have old time meeting when we can lay some things aside and repent toward God. There's too many things clinging on to us tonight that we need to lay aside, we can repent and get right with God tonight. I'm going to tell you, it would be amazing tonight if the power of God hit this place and stripped us of all them things we've got clinging on us and holding on us. Amen. That's evil before God. That's not pleasing in the eyes of God. If we repent of it, big. Won't God and won't revival in this day? There's no telling what God might do for a church if they'll get down to business with God Almighty. Hey, aren't you tired of playing games with God? Aren't you tired of just going through the motions of religion? Amen. Don't you want to move a God in your life? Well, dear God, it's going to take action. It's going to take a repentance. It's going to take us obeying the Word of God and doing what God said. I'm telling you, thank God. The Bible said in verse 8, but let man and beast covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let every one of them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that are in their hands. I tell what they said, we need to cry out to God Almighty. We need to cry out to God. We need God. We need God to help us. Amen. That's what they said. They cried out to God from their heart. They wanted God. Amen. They didn't go back to the house the same. They didn't go back. Listen, God, I believe God saved them. I believe God saved them. And then there's a little old displeased Jonah down there because he didn't like what God did. You know what God said to him? This is what God said to him. He said, should I not spare Nineveh, that great city wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and also much cattle? You know what God did? He just proved, thank God, that He loves sinners. Amen. And He proved that He could use a disobedient man that had done been through Whale University. Amen. And get out and hear the Word of the Lord a second time and go tell them what He said. And it wasn't a long message. It was what God said. It was a pointed message. And when he got there, I'll tell you what they did. They listened and heeded to what he said. I'm going to tell you, the Word of God will not return void, but it'll accomplish where to He sent it and where it pleases Him. I tell you, don't you never get discouraged one bit about telling God's Word out and giving the Word of God out. It'll do what God says. Amen. It'll accomplish what He pleases. It's going to get in somebody's heart. And when Jonah got down there and cried against that city and said, God says, if you don't repent, He's never overthrow this crowd. It'll be 40 days. Thank God the king got the fear of God in him. And the whole city, thank God, got in sackcloth and ashes. And repented toward God and cried toward God, and God gave them revival. Amen. God done something for them that they didn't even have no idea about. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you what, it don't take many people to have an old time meeting. It don't take many. It just takes people with hearts toward God and want God more than anything else. It want God more. I mean God more than anything else. It says, listen, I'm tired. I'm just tired of not seeing the hand of God Almighty move. And when we get to wanting God more than anything else, that's when God will show up. That's when He'll show up. And I'll tell you this tonight. God will use anybody in this church that'll submit to Him. It don't matter who it is. Thank God. I'm going to tell you tonight, if you do what God says, He'll bless it. The Word of the Lord came to him the second time. And when it came the second time, he went and done what God said, and Nineveh had revival. He had a great work of God done right there in that heathen city. Amen. I tell you what, brother, I'm telling you, I thank God, every sinner needs the gospel. Everybody needs the gospel tonight. And I'm going to tell you whose hands it's in. It's in yours and mine.
Yes, it is.
Now you can ride the ship all you want to. But I'll tell you what. You won't have no joy in the ship. That's against God. Disobedience. Amen. You can take the gospel to a lost world. You can give and be a blessing to missions. You can go yourself, thank God, and give the gospel. Amen. That's right. You can pray. You can put a hand in it. Thank God. It don't matter what it is. There's a God in heaven tonight that can do something if we'll seek Him. Amen. That's right. That's right. I'm telling you, there's no telling what God will do if we'll do what God said. That's right. There's people tonight. Listen, friend. When I come to church and I look at all these people in all these different places, Arby's, Bowen Alley, everywhere under the sun, everywhere. There's people going to and fro everywhere. I wonder if you've got a burden for them tonight. I wonder if you really got a burden.
for them sinners. I wonder if you really remember the day that that was you out there, that you had no desire for God, you had no concern for God, you didn't care about the things of God, but there's a day, thank God, God came where you was at, and He used Christian people to get you there. That's right. We need to have a burden tonight. We need to have a burden. There's people here this morning that need to be saved. And when I got home, I was satisfied in my heart. The Holy Spirit of God worked in some people's hearts. But I'll tell you what, you've got to go further than that. You've got to be a burden in your heart. A burden in your heart. Do you have a burden tonight? I'll tell you what, friend, you know what? Listen to this here. Jonah disobeyed God after he come to him a second time. I don't even believe Jonah had a burden for them people.
No, he didn't.
He didn't have a burden for them people. But I'll tell you what, if you'll do what God says, His will be done. It'll be done. I know that's right. You carry burdens, see, the people of God don't have a burden. People of God, Jesus said, He said, I looked over Jerusalem, and He said, Old Jerusalem, how I gather you together as a hen gathers chicks. And He said, and you would not. And He said, He wept over Jerusalem. God help us. Have a burden. Do you have a burden for your family? Have a burden for your friends? Have a burden for sinners in general? Do you have a burden for them? We could see this house of God filled with sinners and see them get saved if we had the burden we ought to have. Amen. Well, there's a population in the county, in the Rowan County. I mean, there's probably 150,000 people just in the county. Probably 150,000 in the county. There's probably near 100,000 of them probably don't even attend any kind of religious ceremony. And I said religion. Not talking about a Bible preaching church where the Word of God's preached, where people's got to be born again. It's become a business to people tonight instead of a burden. And God help us not to turn the gospel into a business, but be busy about the Father's business. Because there are sinners out there tonight need to hear the gospel. And it'd be a whole lot easier getting on a ship tonight and taking a nap than doing what God says. But it might be God who wants you to go to that man across the street. It might be God who wants you to go, thank God, my friend, that man you work with tomorrow. Tell him about Jesus. Invite him to the house of God. Lord, help us all to get in the business of witnessing and going to tell what Jesus said. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you being here.